Utah Open Lands Executive Director Wendy Fisher says the Kohler family approached Utah Open Lands about conservation opportunities for their land. Utah Open Lands and Kohler Dairy announced their plans to seek conservation easement on Tuesday morning. Fisher explains the dairy has been part of Midway since the late 1800s.
The Kohler Dairy is in its fourth and fifth generation of the same family farming the same land. And it's really one of those places that is iconic. Anybody who drives into Midway sees the cheese shop, which is really the main way that you know you've arrived at the Kohler Dairy. And they have been providing milk and cheese for the Midway area and beyond since the early 1900s.
Fisher also noted the Kohler family's commitment to conservation. The family worked with the Bureau of Reclamation in the late 90s to protect 50 acres of land along the Provo River. The property that the family is hoping to conserve now is about 102 acres and serves as the main pasture for the farm's dairy cows.
These very happy dairy cows are able to walk in and get milked whenever they want to from a robotic dairy barn. Very soon, their entire dairy barn operation will actually be off the grid. They will have it powered by an alternative energy source. So the family really looks at this as a legacy that they're going to leave for the community and for the next generation if they're able to do a conservation easement.
Utah Open Lands and the Kohler family have gone through an appraisal of the land. The conservation easement appraisal didn't represent the full fair market value, but a portion of that value. That total came to $7 million. Utah Open Lands has applied for funding from federal and state funding sources. Last year, Midway City and Wasatch County voters approved bonds to be used for open space. Midway approved a $5 million bond, while Wasatch County approved a $10 million bond. Fisher says that Utah Open Lands will seek local support from those bonds as well.
When we look at any of these projects, getting federal or even state or even private foundation support, it's really critical to have that local support. At this point, both of those programs are in process, so we don't have any decisions, and I don't believe that Wasatch County actually has an open application process yet, but we hope to be able to work with the local sources of funding because they are really critical to getting additional funding.
Fisher says the potential development of the Kohler's land would have an impact on Midway's economy.
This really sets part of the entry corridor for the entire city. And the idea that the cheese shop might go away and be replaced by development would really have an impact on the tourism economy as well. So protecting this land is about more than just the open space and the agricultural, the scenic value, the ability that the public has to educate themselves on the farming process. Really, it comes down to something that has become an economic force for this community.
That's Wendy Fisher, Executive Director of Utah Open Lands. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.